Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Oolitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. I was invited to testify before the House Ag Committee last week to give my ideas on what the next farm bill should look like. That's a complicated question. It might be easy to say, well, don't change it. Farmers like the one we have. But the fact is, times and conditions change, and farm supports must also. The first farm bill I participated in was 1981, 25 years ago, my first year as Secretary of Agriculture. That bill did not change much, but every bill since then has moved us along an evolutionary path, driven by global ag trade and a steady decline in the number of farmers. Every farm bill is influenced by the many external conditions. And here's what we face. Number one, we have a worrisome budget deficit, and therefore we won't get as much money. Simple as that. Number two, other parts of the ag industry are asking, well, why don't they get a slice of the pie, fruits and vegetable industry? Well, they will in the next farm bill. Number three, the cry for more money for conservation cannot be ignored. And number four, the current bill does not meet WTO rules, so some changes are necessary. I think the changes and adjustments above are appropriate and unavoidable. Assuming we don't get a new WTO agreement, the new bill will look more like the old one than it would have if we were required to conform to a new WTO. I don't support a one-year extension or two-year extension, and also, I'm not convinced that an income assurance program would ever work. Revolutionary change in farm program supports frightens me. Without some safety net, a collapse in the farm economy could occur, as we experienced in the mid-80s, and that was devastating. We should be able to rally some support, recognizing that the American family spends less than 10% of their income on food. That leaves all the rest of that take-home money to drive our economy, and that's a major agricultural contribution. Any thoughts that you have, contact me at jblock@ofwlaw.com. Have a great week.